Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. Time on the official NHC clock is noon Eastern, 11 o'clock Central. The latest information on Tropical Storm Sally. The previous advisory winds 65 miles an hour. Movement west-northwest at 6 miles an hour. About 140 miles east-southeast of the Mississippi River. Let's look at some radar trends here. And we've been talking about this over the next several, over the next past several hours, and probably continue to talk about this, is start to look better from a structure standpoint. I mean, really look at the central portion of the storm. When you start to see some of that convection get to the north and start ramping around, then it really is an indicator of some strengthening here. So I think we are looking at a strengthening storm. You start looking at a ramp around the center. Whether it's stronger, you're going to get those winds, but you're still going to see that rainfall. You're still going to see that storm surge, and that's what we've been talking about since the beginning of Sally. So let's start looking at the latest forecast. This is the latest advisory that we have. We talk about this each storm. We talk about how the center is one point, and it doesn't represent all the impacts associated with this system. So you can start seeing the tropical storm force winds stretch out well from the center. We continue to forecast this to become a hurricane. The aircraft is out there now. I got Mike back behind me, Dan's back here. Everybody's looking at the latest information when it comes to the aircraft data and every observation giving you the latest information. But we expect it to be strengthening with time, a hurricane right here. 7 a.m. Tuesday, right off the mouth of the Mississippi River. 7 p.m. Tuesday, just off south, still over the water, over the Mississippi coast. 7 a.m. Wednesday, that's slow. That is a slow movement. We expect it to be a hurricane in here with such a slow movement. That's going to prolong some of the issues associated with the rainfall and associated with that storm surge. But even inland, even people inland, you start looking at 7 a.m. on Wednesday, 7 a.m. Thursday, we're just moving from the Mississippi coast to central Alabama. That's not a lot of movement. And as a result, that becomes a lot of rainfall. So you look at some of the rainfall totals, 15 to 20 inches. I think we have a this just in, a lot of rainfall. So let's see what this is. Looks like the aircraft has found hurricane force winds. So the latest information that we have, winds are sustained now at 85 miles an hour. So as of this broadcast, we now have Hurricane Sally. So once again, the winds, we have the rainfall. So even though we're now a hurricane, we're still talking about that rainfall. We're still talking about that storm surge. 15 to 20 inches of rain. Even inland, you start talking about 10 to 15, 20 inches of rain on the coast. But look, 6 to 10 even inland. So a dangerous situation when it comes to that rainfall and also the storm surge. So you think about the slow movement and how long it takes to be able to push all that water in. So these east-facing shores, that easterly flow, 7 to 11 foot of storm surge. But not just that, the prolonged southerly flow and those rain bands, you can see 5 to 8 foot of storm surge, Ocean Springs over to portions of the Alabama border, and even Mobile Bay, 4 to 7 foot of storm surge. So remember, these rain bands, heavy rainfall, tornadoes, and getting that storm surge, just a dangerous situation. Listen to those local officials and have a safe place. This is Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.